Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me once again to Matthew chapter 10. And we'll read verse 1, 5, and 6. "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and to any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." In fact, let's read verse 7. "And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." So let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us today. Please help as we open the Word of God and try to understand it. And Lord, let the people understand the comfort that comes from following God and trusting in His Word. And Lord, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a kid, teenager, whatever, there were three programs that I listened to on radio every Sunday morning. There was the Assembly of God program, and I don't remember if it was C.M. Ward or Dan Betzer, I don't remember. Then there was a UPC program as well, and I didn't know the difference. And also there was a program, it was a Top 40 program. The Eagles, Jerry Rafferty, all those guys in the 70s. But in between songs, you know how the announcer would speak? They do that today. He would quote the Bible, or he would give some word of comfort. And I remember as a kid, the comfort that I felt. I wasn't a Christian, didn't want to follow God, but I sensed the presence of the Lord and His comfort and His care for me. And each of the preaching shows were like 15 minutes or something, and then the power line was an hour or two, I don't remember. But for that 2 or 3 hours every Sunday morning, and I'd get up special just to hear it. It was, as the Bible says, water to a thirsty soul. And though we're going to go through the scriptures today, I want to bring that out. The comfort of God. And that comfort is available to anyone that would simply allow Jesus to do something in their lives. But he said, and we've gone over verse 1 a number of times, that he called his 12 disciples, and then he empowered them to do all these miracles, to heal all manner of sickness and disease. You know, he's still God, He's still on the throne. He's still, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I don't care what this church or that denomination teaches. I don't care. I don't even care what my own denomination teaches. I want the Bible. I want to say that God can do for you what we read of Him doing in the pages of the Bible. I want to offer you comfort and hope. And I want to say that Jesus is the answer for all of the problems that we face today. But He says in verse 5 and 6 that Jesus sent the 12 and said, don't go to the Gentiles. Don't go outside of Israel. A Gentile is someone that is not a Jew. That's just the definition. And as a matter of fact, don't even go to the cities of the Samaritans, which were half-breeds, half-Jew, half-not. And this is backstory that I don't have time to get into. But He said, go rather, or instead, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28, I'll try to read it. Then Jesus went thence, and departed into the coasts, or areas, or regions of Tyre and Sidon. And I've said before, we read these names of cities in the Bible, and then we look on a map, and we find the same cities. Tyre is on the coast, Sidon, what have you. It talks of Ethiopia. It talks of Libya. It talks of all of these countries. You won't find the word Iran in the Bible. But they are the Persians. It mentions the town of Babylon, though its ruins, that town, that city in Iraq is still there. So we see that the Bible is not divorced from reality and history and archaeology and what have you. In fact, today, atheist scholars, they've learned their lesson. If they want to look for a certain city that they've found mentioned in some other writings or whatever, they'll go to the Bible and look for clues there. And the Bible has never been proved wrong. Again, you can trust the Word of God. But it says that Jesus went to the area of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan, and we talked about the Canaanites last week, I believe. But this woman of Canaan, not a Jew, a Gentile, came out of the same coasts and cried unto Him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Now it's interesting. She's not a Jew. She lives near the nation of Israel. But back then, everyone knew whether they wanted to follow God or not. Everyone knew the history of Israel and that God was with Israel. And she called David's name hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before that time. Jesus is the son of David, King David. She said, Lord, have mercy. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, having a hard time with the devil, demon spirits or whatever. But He answered her not a word. She's with a loud voice saying, hey, have mercy on me. She's crying out to Him. Hey, have mercy, you son of David. Come help my daughter. But verse 23, it says Jesus answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, asking, "Hey, Jesus, send that woman away. I mean, we're tired of hearing it. She keeps following us. She keeps crying after us," it says. "Hey, will you get Jesus to pay attention? Will you get Jesus to pray for my daughter," or whatever? But he answered and said, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He wouldn't answer her, and he still didn't answer. He told his disciples, "Look, I'm not sent to no Canaanite village. It's not my job, not my calling. God the Father didn't call me to do anything but to preach to the house of Israel." Well, Jesus said, "No, I won't heal you." Well, no, he didn't say that. He didn't answer her at all. He was testing her. She said all the right things. She called Jesus Lord. She knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, the son of King David. And Jesus was testing her. It says in verse 25, "Then she came and worshipped him," knelt down or whatever, "saying, Lord, please help me." But he answered again. He was called to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He answered and said, "It is not meet or not fit. It's just not right to take the children's bread and to throw it down on the ground for the dogs." It's just not right. Now there's backstory here. The fact was, the Jews back then looked down upon anyone that was not a Jew. The Samaritans were half-breeds, and the Gentiles, they're not even worth a thought. You can say that there was a racial problem. You can say it and not be wrong. But certainly a pride problem, certainly a clique mentality. God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, showed him justification by faith, chose him out of all the people of the world to raise up a nation. But it was Israel's job to tell everyone else, "Hey, we follow God, you can follow him too." In other words, their job was evangelism, to be a light to the Gentiles. But when Jesus showed up 2,000 years ago, their idea was, "We don't want to have anything to do with those people we're supposed to be praying for." And when Jesus said it's not right to take healing or a miracle, the children's bread, and cast it to the dogs. Because again, Jesus was called to the house of Israel. And she said, "That's true, Lord. Yet, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." You know, the Bible says the dog, little poodle or pit bull or whatever you got, you know, if a crumb falls on the ground, he's all over it. The Bible mentions what they do. And Jesus, again, he's not insulting her. He's not calling her a dog. He's not saying that you Gentiles are not worthy for me to even talk to you? Because you remember, in John it says that he must needs go to Samaria. The woman at the well. And the great sermons that can be preached from that chapter. She was a Samaritan. And again, all the Jews looked down on the Samaritans, but Jesus, he felt compelled in his heart to go to Samaria and win souls. And this woman here, this Canaanite, he's testing her. Healing, which is what you're asking for. Deliverance from demon spirits, which is what you're begging me for. That's for the Jews. But she said, that's true. I'm not worthy. I'm not a Jew. But even the dogs eat those crumbs. And again, he was testing her. Because in verse 28, the next verse, it says that Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. The thing that you're asking me for, and oh, by the way, the daughter was healed that moment back home. The thing that you're asking me for, I'll give you because of your faith. Again, he was testing her. Would she press on? Would she not be deterred? Would she overcome the obstacles? Would she trust God? Would she ask, seek, and knock? As Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. You can ask for something, doesn't take a lot of effort. Hey, can you do this for me? If you don't get your answer, you look around for it. You seek. But if you still haven't got it and you're desperate, you go beat on the guy's door and beat on the guy's door and beat on the guy's door until he opens and gives you all that you ask for. He was testing her to see if her faith was genuine, to see if her seeking of God was real. And God will test us, Christians, believers. God will test us to see if our faith is genuine. But healing, deliverance, whatever we need, God can give us if we will trust. If we will but trust. But back to the text in Matthew chapter 10. In verse 7 and 8, he said, when he called his disciples, he said, go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. These are miracles from heaven. And this is God from heaven, Jesus. God from heaven, come in the flesh. And they're preaching Jesus. They're saying, hey, follow Christ. Oh, and by the way, are you sick? Is anyone sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, the Apostle James said. I believe it's chapter 5. You sick? Doctor can't do nothing for you? Go to church. Ask the pastor, ask the deacon. Hey, I got thus and so. I need to be healed. Will God have mercy on me and heal me? And it says the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. But preacher, my pastor, they don't, my denomination, they don't believe in healing. Well, we'll do what this woman did. Of a truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. You're sick, you need healing, your church doesn't believe, go to God, knock on his door, knock on heaven's door. Seek him with your whole heart and ask, Lord, have mercy on me. Please heal me. And let's see what God will do. I know it's a sensitive subject. I get it. Some churches believe this. Some churches don't believe that. I get it. But I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. We don't see very many people healed today. Sometimes, but not often. Raise the dead? Well, that doesn't happen very often, does it? To cast out devils, you know, we need that. We need that. What do you think drug addiction is? It's not just a chemical. It's not just an addiction. We need God's help. But my question is, why don't we here in America believe this today? Some churches do, I know. But why doesn't every church believe the Bible? And again, I don't care about this or that denomination and what they teach or don't teach. I don't care. Because I believe the Bible. I trust the Bible. I put the Bible's description first. I believe the Bible over anything that any church teaches. I believe the Bible first. But why in America? Why don't we believe? Why don't we, as preachers, why don't we have the power to heal the sick? I hear testimony after testimony after testimony in the third world or on the mission field that God does miracles. And in fact, it's a common practice. Some churches in America will go door to door, passing out tracts or what have you, inviting people to church, whatever. But in some countries, some preachers believe it. And they knock on the door, they invite them to church, they say, hey, can we help you with anything? I mean, are you short on food or whatever? Oh, and is there anybody in this house that's sick? Bring them out, sit them on the sofa, whatever, and let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. The Bible says this, the Bible says that. Here, let me read you what Jesus did. Let's pray. Let's believe the book. Let's call out to God. Ask Him to have mercy. Because that's the command. That as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is right here in your living room. The command is to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. And He said, I've given this to you freely or without charge. You, minister, you apostle, you pastor, whatever, you give it out free of charge. We used to sing a hymn. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. And Jesus, with arms wide open, He'll comfort you. It is no secret, because it's written right here in the Bible. It's no secret what God can do.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why won't you let Him There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to
been listening to the Joey Kelly broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's joeykelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.